This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, as you know, my name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allyn Root. You just heard Wayne the past half hour doing a great job. He's like, literally, and Chris was saying, it's like an Energizer Bunny. I don't know where he gets the energy from, man. It's crazy. He's always in like a pseudo good mood. I'm not in that kind of a good mood. He just got a better outlook, I think, on life than everybody else. So anyway, I thank Wayne for, first of all, I thank him for giving me an opportunity to be part of the USA Radio Network and this fantastic show, War Now. And I thank him, as always, for being a part of it when it comes on. It's always a lot of fun. You can call in 833-927-8255. That's 833-927-WAR, or no, 833-927-8255, or 833-WAR-TALK. That'll work better. You can call in, and again, this is the most friendly, caller-friendly show in America, without question. So we'll take calls all the way through. Anytime you want to weigh in, you absolutely 100% can. But before I take a call or two, so yeah, I was in a bad mood. Yesterday was Christmas. Not yesterday, last night, let's say. I don't know if it was because it was over or because, I don't know. It was just sort of like get the flip of a switch. You go from a good mood to eh. And then I woke up and eh. And then I didn't have such a great, I just didn't, I don't know, I wasn't sick. My just head wasn't 100% in the right. I went through this today, so I don't need to go through it again tonight. But I'm feeling good now. I'm fired up now. I'm ready to go. And again, we'll take some phone calls. Let's first go out to Long Island. We'll bring on Chet. Chet, good evening. You're on War Now.
Hey Lee, I wanted to call in and talk about these kids that died on the southern border.
Yep.
In custody of the Border Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's amazing how the left-stream media can take a story like this, and I'm not taking anything away from the loss of, I think actually it's up to 3 children now, but they make it about Trump's policy, and they immediately paint it like Trump's policy with the wall is coming before protecting the safety of these children. Which could be anything from, that's furthest from the truth. These kids are being brought in by their parents and, you know, trekking thousands of miles without food and water. And when they get taken into these holding facilities or camps or whatever you want to call it, they're exhibiting fever, vomit, diarrhea, and obviously are ill,
right?
And then eventually die. Now it shouldn't be the Trump administration that the liberals are blaming. Who they should be blaming are the funders of these caravan and the mainstream media itself for promoting the idea behind the whole thing. Don't you agree?
Here's the question that maybe should be asked, Chad, and you make a great point. How many lives were saved by the medical personnel that doesn't get reported at the border? Because I would have to imagine that just about every kid who shows up is ripe with every kind of parasite you possibly could imagine, considering
right.
what they're going through and the sanitation scenario that they're actually having to deal with going through 2,000 miles. And it's nothing short of child abuse that the parents are making them go through all that. So the one thing that will solve this, and again, I was sort of lukewarm on this in the beginning. It just didn't seem feasible to me. But you know what solves this? A wall. That's what
yeah.
solves it.
Oh,
because
yeah, it does.
Then you don't come anymore. Then you don't make that trek across, you know, 2,500 miles of wasteland to try to get to this country. You know, you're going to have to do it legally. You're going to have to figure out how to get here legally. And if you do that, then you got a shot. Otherwise, I'm actually shocked, Chet, that more kids haven't died on the way.
Well, here's what I'm wondering. wonderingly, when Obama opened the floodgates up, and you remember the images of those people coming on the top of the trains, and we had the holding facilities back then, how many kids died at that time at the southern border that just weren't, it just wasn't reported?
Right.
That the mainstream media wouldn't report on because at the time it wouldn't have been politically behooving to them to do so. You see, this is all optics here. They're using this as optics to say, look at the big, bad, evil Trump. So if anything did happen, when Obama had put any of these kids in these holding facilities, whether he's going to bring them over or not, and some of them died, they wouldn't have reported on that, and we all know that. The whole reason behind this, it's not that they give a rat's rear end about these kids. They don't. They're using them as political pawns, and these are pariahs that just want to make their situation something that they can use as a force almost to bring down the idea of a wall. But what you're saying is absolutely true. And if it takes something like a GoFundMe to get politicians to actually listen to the voice of the American people and what we want, you see, the whole thing with that GoFundMe, I think that the best thing about that is it actually shows that the American people want this thing. They're over $20 million right now from a GoFundMe page.
Right.
And well, we can't even get Congress to do anything. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I think that was one of the major reasons why this president got elected. The idea of a secure southern border was very important, is very important to the American people, and you're seeing it. You're seeing it every single day, and that is a rallying cry for most of the folks in those states that put him in office. It's a big deal, and it should be a big deal, and it should be something that's on the table, and we can solve. I still say, immigration is the easiest solve of all the colossal problems that are in the world. The immigration situation in this country is the easiest solve. If we all sat down and actually had skin in the game in some way, shape, or form, we could solve this by tomorrow morning sunrise, and it'd be all said and done. And yes, there should be a southern border. There should be a wall. There should be security at that border. And, whether or not it's symbolic in some places, but the idea is it needs to be a deterrent for things that just happen, like these kids or drugs or sex slaves just walking across the border. My God, again, how many times do we have to say this? A child should not be able to walk from Mexico to the United States, ever. Right?
And why do you never hear the liberals talking about what you just mentioned right now, the sex trafficking?
Never.
They never, ever mention it, ever. And
well, I'll tell you why, because I think what everybody's forgetting in this whole equation, it's very, very important. The 2020 census is coming up, and I think I've touched on this a little bit from time to time, but the 2020 census has to do with redistricting and who gets the juice and who gets the power. They want as many illegal bodies in here as possible because they don't count voters, they just count bodies, they count noses.
That's right.
And that is a game changer. So open floodgates, and if you see 2020, the Democrats change their tune a little bit, you know why, because it's because they want as many bodies in here as possible.
And then you get more Democrats in office, too, in these very, very liberal states.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you, Lee.
All right, Chad. Have a great one. Merry Christmas again to you out there in Long Island. One of our home bases for my show every single morning here from 6 to 10 on our home station where I'm broadcasting from right now. And again, very lucky to be part of this great network, the USA Radio Network, getting a chance to fill in for Wayne from time to time. There's interesting stuff going on. I was going to bring this up before Chet called, having to do with immigration and having to do with applying for asylum. And everyone seems to sort of miss the boat on this. So let me just read you something really quick. This is from the AP. Let me just read this real quick. To apply for asylum, a person must be in the United States and meet the definition of a refugee. Now, asylum is what all these people are seeking, right? If they get asylum, they get on this list, they get vetted, they get an investigation, and they have a better chance of coming into the country if they feel they're being persecuted, right? So, okay. To apply for asylum, a person must be in the United States and meet the definition of refugee. They can't return home because of persecution or well-founded fear of persecution on account of race, religion, nationality, membership in a particular social group, or political opinion. With few exceptions, they must apply within a year of arriving in the States. Those who have been convicted of serious crimes are not eligible. Only one in five asylum cases is decided in less than a year. Track said in a report about its data, most asylum seekers receive court dates that are years out, meaning many cases happening today won't be scheduled or ruled on for 4 or 5 years. Immigration judges, many cases that are decided today were actually put into place in 2014, 2015. Immigration judges consider all evidence and arguments presented on both sides and decide each case in a manner that is in a timely and partial manner as best they can. So the point I'm trying to make is, and there's also other caveats to this, you're supposed to apply for asylum in the first country you get to, not the third. So if you're coming from Ecuador, it's Mexico. You have to go, that's where you apply for asylum, not the United States. They're turning their heads on that, and we know that over and over again. But you have to be fleeing persecution for political reasons, for religious reasons, and you have to have a fear of your life. Being poor, my point is, being poor is not asylum. That is different. If you're trying to make a better life for yourself, you are not fleeing to save your life. You're coming here to try to better your opportunity. And I understand that, and I respect it, and I feel sorry for you. But we can't take 7 billion people in this country. And if you're a legitimate refugee seeking legitimate asylum, there are certain criteria that you have to go through. And the list of people who are on this list, it's years out. It's chaos. The system needs a complete overhaul. And to start, we should build a wall. It's really that simple. All right. My name is Lee Elsie. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is War Now.
The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon, and there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allen Root, and this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver, and you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today, and will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, my doctor suggests, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Megan's a witness, by the way. You haven't been here. You've barely been here, like twice in like the last 4 months. And are you a witness since long before they became a sponsor of the show? How many times have I had to suck on these colonial silver lozenges? And you actually grab them all the time.
Yeah.
I've been doing this for the whole 3 years I've had a radio show. I've used My Doctor Suggests Colloidal Silver Lozenges. I can't remember who told me about it, but someone recommended it when they heard I was starting a radio show 3 years ago, and it's going to be 3 years on February 6th. So we should have a big anniversary party, but 3 years I will have been on the radio February 6th, and I started using these Colloidal Silver Lozenges from the first minute I talked, 720 hours a year on the radio. That's a lot of talking, and I've got to protect my voice, and my throat is now a workhorse. No matter what I throw at it, it does great. All because silver, colloidal silver, destroys bacteria, virus, and yeast. When it comes in contact with germs for 2 minutes, it can destroy them. You suck on a lozenge and you let the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I'm living proof. My Doctor Suggests is the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable, magical lozenges today. And the way to get them is call 866-660-9868. So you're getting them toll-free anywhere in the United States. Free call 866-660-9868. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Get 10% off your first order. My Doctor Suggests. I love the cherry colloidal silver lozenger and the orange and the apple and the honey. Those are my four flavors. But the cherry is my main one. Colloidal silver. My Doctor Suggests. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. 866-660-9868.
All right, we're back. It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root. And so I'm listening to Wayne do his spiel about the lozenges, and it makes me think of what happened to me today. So right, if you can hear this, I'm sure you can, I'm opening up a package of those very lozenges that were brought to me by one of the most wonderful, nicest women from Rhode Island. And she says, I listen to you every day, and then I listen to Wayne at night, and I hear him talking about these lozenges. So I was going to bring him in to me, to get to me. So she gave gave some to me today. So how about that? See, that's wonderful. I feel special. Let's go out to Las Vegas where Diane is waiting. Diane, thanks for joining us on War Now.
So glad to be on your program. Hey, I got a comment. I heard this on Michael Savage's program that the way amnesty works, you know, when someone's fleeing their country, not amnesty, when someone's fleeing their country,
right. Asylum.
Asylum, that's the word. And what it is that by law, they're supposed to go to the first country available to them.
That's correct.
So they should have gone to the first country if all these people were seeking asylum.
You're 100% right.
If they couldn't take them, then they're to go to the next one. And so we're like way down the list of these of people that should take these people in.
So why do you think they're coming here?
Well, I think that somebody's funding them here. An evil, 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 evil person is funding them.
Don't say the Soros word. Don't say it.
Trying to ruin our country, to be honest.
So you want a wall? I'm sure you want a wall, right?
Oh, I want a wall so big. I want it electrified.
I did a show where I thought we should have a moat, then a wall, then a moat. What do you think of that? Moat, wall, moat.
Yeah, with the electric in the water.
You want to electrify the water too? All right, Diane, out in Vegas. Listen, I did do a show one time. Well, you know, we had a caller who said, "Bill, it wasn't me who came up with the idea, but it was moat, then wall, then moat." Which I don't know. I think that may be a little excessive. Never mind. Something completely different. But listen. Everything that I read and see, she's 100% right. You've got to go to the country of origin first. The first country you go to, that's the first one that you can apply for asylum in. And then, if again, they don't take you, you can go to the next one. But how do you make your way 2,500 miles to us and claim asylum? It's just, I mean, it's not logical. It doesn't make any sense. The only sense that it makes is that it's a political maneuver. Or you want to get to this country. And I get that. I understand it. Everyone wants to come to this country because it's the greatest country in the world. Nothing is even close. No one's trying to migrate to El Salvador or Nicaragua. No one's going to Ecuador. No, they're going here because we have opportunity. And we have greatness. And we have freedom. And we have all the things that we enjoy every single day. But we can't absorb the entire planet. It just doesn't work that way. Impossible. All right, listen, we got a very special guest joining us next, Daniel Krauthammer. And his dad, of course, you know that name very, very well. And he wrote a book about his dad, and he's going to join me next. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now.
WolfHillAmmo.com. We love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War Now!
USA Radio News.
2 years ago, when I became president, they were a very dominant group. They were very dominant. Today, they're not so dominant anymore.
President Trump's comments in Iraq, the President and First Lady made a surprise visit to Iraq to thank the troops for their service and their near defeat of ISIS. A Christmas rally for Wall Street as the Dow was up 1,086 points to close at 22,878. That is the single biggest day point gain ever. The day after Christmas, or even the week after Christmas, is a great time to return gifts. Heatha Herzog is a retail analyst. She has some tips if you're heading out to the stores.
Making sure that you are looking at the restocking fees. Let's say you have a digital, you're buying something electronic. Sometimes when you return something, those restocking fees, the store will charge you a restocking fee.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back. You are are listening to War Now on the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, and I am filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Our phone number is 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. You can weigh in on any issue that we tackle. Special guest, though, joining me right now. I've got to admit, I was a huge fan of his father. Every time he would come on, I'd see him on TV. I'd stop and listen and hear what he had to say because I thought he was that wise. Actually, wise is probably the most accurate term I would use for Charles Krauthammer. And joining me right now, his son, who has written a book along with his dad, Daniel Krauthammer, is joining me. And Daniel, thank you very much for being on with me on War Now.
Thank you for having me today, Lee.
Well, I really appreciate it. And in all seriousness, I would have to thank just about everybody who starts an interview with you says the same exact thing. Your father was one of my favorites to listen to and watch, correct?
Yeah, it does get said a lot, but it, you know, it means something every time. And, you know, it's the reason I wanted so much to get this book done and out there in the world, because it's exactly how so many people felt.
All right, so the book is, in essence, what do we get from the book? By the way, the just so we know, the book is The Point of It All, A Lifetime of Great Loves and Endeavors. So what's it all about? Give us a little recap.
Yeah, so it's a collection of my father's work, columns, essays, speeches, quite a lot of never-before-published writings from all throughout his career, which is over 4 decades long, with a particular focus on recent years. And it covers pretty much the entire gamut. As you can tell by the title, The Point of It All, not exactly a narrow focus. But he, you know, in it, he talks about everything you'd expect from him in terms of politics, foreign and domestic, big questions of world history and the nature of democracy and political philosophy, but all the way to his personal passions like baseball, and chess and movies, and to a lot of deeply personal sections as well about his friendships, relationships, family, and really what he viewed it meant to lead a meaningful and purposeful and full life. And all of that is really tied together and bound by his own deep and thoughtful philosophy and worldview on life. And to me, it's really a just incredible example of all of his insight and thinking and feeling in one collection.
So he stopped appearing on shows, and, you know, people probably after a certain point of time got the idea, and then of course there was an announcement that he was sick and all of that. So that's always tough to go through. Seems like every family eventually has to go through something like that, and it's never any good. But when when he had gotten sick, and, you know, there was an idea that maybe he wasn't going to get better, did you guys talk about this book? Is this kind of a collaboration between the two of you?
Yeah. So what happened was he was working on this book for quite some time before he got sick. And so most of what you find in it now, he had already put together, chosen the pieces, and placed there. But there was still a lot of work to be done. And when he did get sick, he was in the hospital for almost 10 months. And I was with him that whole time by his side. And I helped him to continue to work on it and chip away at progress. And that's where I got my idea of what he wanted to do with it, what he was trying to accomplish, and we talked about his plans for it. Things were looking very hopeful for a long time. It wasn't until just a month before the end that my father got the final prognosis. So it was only then that he knew that he wouldn't be able to finish it. And that's when he asked me and entrusted me with completing the book for him. These last 6 months, that's basically the most important thing in my life, has been completing it and making sure that it lives up to the standards he set and that his last work deserves.
The book is called The Point of It All, A Lifetime of Great Loves and Endeavors by Charles Krauthammer and his son Daniel Krauthammer. And again, the website for that is what?
It's charleskrauthammer.com. So that's my father's official website, and that has tons of information about the book and links to everywhere to buy it, both in stores and online. And there's a lot of other resources there, too, actually, about my dad's life and archives of his other work and videos and tributes written to him. So charleskrauthammer.com is definitely where I would point anyone who's interested.
Okay. Okay, how many kids did he have? Just one?
It's just me.
Growing up in that house, your father was obviously on his way to doing amazing things. Now, he did amazing things, but maybe he was on his way for a different path. And then he got hurt, right? So growing up in that kind of a household, was he bitter about that? Was he angry about that? How did he...
Not at all. Not in the slightest. He was hurt. For those of your listeners who don't know, he had an accident when he was a young man that left him in a wheelchair. And so that was long before I was born, actually. Mm-hmm. But he didn't let that change the course of his life or define his life at all. And I think that's something that really spoke to people and was an incredibly powerful example that he lived. There's one interview I found actually only after he passed away, where he said something so profound about this. When he was asked about it, he said, "Look, everyone has their cross to bear. Everyone has something that they deal with. Some of these things are more visible, some are less visible, some are burdens on the inside that no one else knows about. But everyone has things that happen to them in life, slings and arrows that fate throws their way. And life isn't about how you get defined by what happens to you. It's about how you chart your own path, how you respond to what you can't control, and how you determine your own destiny." And that's absolutely how he lived his life, to a degree I think we would all be lucky to achieve. And that example and that lesson is something that I thought was very important to make sure came through in the book. And there are several places where he speaks to this in the book, and it's part of this kind of greater, just very, both at once simple but profound philosophy of life I think he had, and that comes through so strongly in this work.
You have a favorite story? Sort of one that you can highlight for us from the book?
From the book, or just in general?
Well, in general. That's a good question. Yeah. That's even a better question. So something that's not in the book, that's maybe something that you think about when you think about your dad.
Yeah. Well, I'd say, baseball is something that comes to mind. I guess I'm just thinking about you and your listeners, and we would go, actually, I know your audience is in Long Beach, and I think it was on my mind. Part of it's in Long Beach, because that's where we would go, my father and I, every summer. His grandmother, well, he grew up there. Every summer he spent in Long Beach. And my grandmother kept that same summer home there all through my childhood. So my dad would take me up there every summer. And we'd go around to all these parking lots and school parks and play stickball and stoop ball and all these old, like, 50s neighborhood games that he grew up playing, and nobody my age knows what the hell I'm talking about. But he'd make sure that me and my cousin, who was also with us, were champion stickball players by the end of each summer. And he just loved, going on the boardwalk and grabbing hot dogs and gumballs. And he very much, I think he had a very childlike spirit, at his heart, and just had a lot of joy in simple things like that.
Was he a good baseball player when he was growing up before he got hurt?
Yeah. If all the stories are true, he was an incredible athlete all around. He tells all these funny stories, actually, in some interviews about how he can't find a single picture of himself wearing a shirt in Long Beach anywhere. He and his brother would just go around, on their Schwinn's and, playing pickup games wherever they could. He did a lot of sailing too. And he always kind of conveyed this image of like boys of summer kind of thing. So it all seemed very, it wasn't like organized, college ball or anything. It was a very kind of neighborhood, kids growing up on the block, let's just like have a blast all through the night kind of thing.
And if memory serves me correct, he became a Washington Nationals fan, right?
Yeah, that's a big part of the book, actually. There's a whole chapter on sports and baseball and several columns about the Nats. And one in particular that I love about how he fell in love with the Nats. Because when he was a kid, he was a Yankees fan because he spent all his time in your neck of the woods.
Right.
He moved away. He was in Boston for a long time, going to medical school, became a doctor, came to D.C., and still he never really let himself fall in love, he said. But then, because he knew that there was heartbreak in that, inevitably. But then, eventually when the Nats finally moved to D.C., he tried to resist, but he writes in the book about how he step-by-step gave in, and then it was no going back. And he would go to, you know, basically every home game. And he just loved it.
Daniel Krauthammer, our guest again. I can't thank him enough. The book is out now, right? I assume it's out.
It is. Okay. It's in stores everywhere and as you said, online. Yeah.
You're a writer in your own right. I mean, you've been on a number of different, you've been published in a number of different places, the Weekly Standard, National Review, New Republic. So is this something you're going to do full time or are doing full time?
It's, I wish I knew the answer to that myself. primarily my career has been in a different area of the private sector the last many years. But as you mentioned, I have written on a lot of this stuff, from time to time when I felt I had something to contribute. But, my own life's been, you know, it's been very difficult the last year and a half with all of this. So I'm going to take a little time to determine kind of my own best path forward at this point. But I will certainly check back in with you when I get that figured out.
Well, listen, we'll be looking for your name. I'm sure, you know, if writing is what you're going to do, you'll find your way. One more time, tell everybody where they can get the book and how they can get the book and all that good stuff.
Yeah, so the book should be out in stores everywhere, but I would definitely point people to CharlesKrauthammer.com, my dad's official website, because it has links to everywhere you could possibly want to buy the book there. Ebook, audiobook, physical copies, everything, and also has a lot of other information about my dad and his career, his writings, and tributes written to him, stuff like that. So, CharlesKrauthammer.com.
The point of it all, a lifetime of great loves and endeavors. Daniel Krauthammer. Again, a book about his dad, Charles Krauthammer. Daniel, I can't thank you enough. We'll catch up with you down the road. We got to run. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now.
The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allyn Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains five different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today and will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer price. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
War now. If you're
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
Yeah. This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Synergenics is the sponsor of this segment of the show, the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging, as in i.e. defying aging, i.e. anti-aging, a proven scientific approach to healthy aging, custom tailored to each individual. I love Synergenics. What they've done for me is amazing, amazing, amazing. I eat more food, and I eat more times a day, and I love the food, and I'm losing weight, and I'm gaining muscle. I work out less than I've ever worked out, and eat more than I've ever eaten, and I lose weight and gain muscle. That's pretty cool. Doesn't get much better than that. And look much younger. Much younger. People see me on TV say, you look like you lost 15 years. It's amazing. And this went on in a four-month period on national TV. So results are there. 888-YOUNGER. Toll-free anywhere in the United States. They've got clinics all over the USA. Main clinic in Las Vegas, though. Their big, I shouldn't say their main clinic. Their biggest clinic is in Las Vegas. 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER. I think their main clinic is actually, or the main headquarters is actually in Boston or Chicago. But their biggest clinic is in a beautiful building here in the Summerlin area of Las Vegas. 888-YOUNGER, toll-free, or register at Synergenics.com, C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S. They sponsor both my radio and TV show. Thank you, Synergenics, for making me your guinea pig and making me look and feel young again. Great stuff.
All right, we are back, and it's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root. We got a special guest joining us, Murray Sabrin, who's joined us actually before. He ran, if you remember, for governor and for senator. He's down in New Jersey, part of the Libertarian Party. He also is currently a professor of finance at Ansfield School of Business in New Jersey as well. Murray, good evening. Thank you for joining me on War Now. We're going to talk a little finance, a little Fed, right?
Absolutely. Lee, thanks for inviting me tonight with all the fireworks that are happening in the stock market.
Well, let's start with that. What did you make of today's stock market explosion?
Well, interesting enough, I just finished teaching securities and investments this semester, and I told my students, don't be surprised if we have 1,000-point moves up and down so far. So we've had the first 1,000-point move up, and I expect sometime in the next year or two we'll have a 1,000-point move down because things are so volatile given what the Federal Reserve has been doing the past decade since the financial crisis of 2008.
All right, this is all because of the Fed in your mind? This whole big swing?
Absolutely. In fact, I documented quite nicely in a manuscript that will be published next year when I was on sabbatical a year and a half ago. And it discusses Alan Greenspan's tenure at the Fed and Ben Bernanke's tenure at the Fed and how they missed understood what was going on, how they kept on pumping money in after the dot-com bubble, how they pumped money in after the housing bubble. And now we have the everything bubble where everything's inflated, and now things are coming back to normal, but they try to prop everything up as the president would like to see it propped up for his reelection in 2020. So the Federal Reserve does what we cannot do as private citizens, manipulate prices. In fact, Chairman Bernanke, when he was chairman of the Federal Reserve, said the Federal Reserve, in his testimony to Congress, manipulates the interest rate. That's not the original mandate of the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is supposed to be a lender of last resort and to preserve the purchasing power of the dollar. And since the Fed was created in 1913, the dollar has lost nearly more than 95% of its value. So the Fed has failed miserably in giving us these bubbles that burst and causes a lot of pain. We saw the pain during the housing bubble bust, and we're going to have probably more pain in the next 2 years as this bubble bursts, because everything is so out of whack, and we have to go back to a sustainable economy, which we can have as long as the Fed keeps on manipulating interest rates and pumps money in and pumps money out. And this is why I wrote this a book that will be published next year, and hopefully it will get people's attention as to why we need to reform the Fed. It's not ended, because the Fed is not unnecessary, in my view, because the United States grew wonderfully from the beginning of the Republic in 1788 to the time the Fed was created in 1930. We had our ups and downs, but the economy did quite well for 100-plus years without the Federal Reserve, and it'll do well without a Federal Reserve in the future.
Why does it wield so much power then, Murray? If we don't need it, why don't we get rid of it?
Well, here's the thing. The banks operate under a flawed business model. They borrow short and lend long. So they take money in as deposits, and they lend money out as loans long term. And so there's a mismatch between their deposits and their loans, and the bankers know that, and so they need a government institution or a government-created institution to back them up. And that was the reason the Federal Reserve was created in 1913, because we had the panic of 1907, and that was the last straw for the bankers. They realized they had to get a government-created institution to bail them out. And that's exactly what the Fed has done for the past 100 years, is bail out the bankers from their own misguided policies of a flawed banking system that we need to reform as well.
You know, it sounds like to me in your previous statements tonight that you expect a stock market correction. You said it'll go up, it'll go down, but I get the feeling from what you said, even though you didn't say it, that you think the stock market is artificially inflated and maybe could find itself at a different number. Where do you think it should be? 1,200, 1,500? What do you got?
That's not for me to determine. It's for the law of supply and demand to determine
right.
prices. And the point is the Federal Reserve keeps on distorting prices in the economy, whether it's interest rates, whether it's housing prices, whether it's consumer prices, in general, wages. We need to have a market economy based upon real supply and demand, not this artificial prosperity that we've had for decades. The economy will do fine if we have less government intervention, whether it's spending, whether it's taxes, whether it's regulation, or whether it's a Federal Reserve manipulation of interest rates in the money supply.
Murray, listen, I could talk to you for hours about this. It's interesting stuff, but I got to run. The music is playing. I'll talk to you again soon, and thank you as always.
Thank you, Lee. Appreciate it.
You got it. Murray Sabrin, we appreciate him. We got to run. USA Radio Network, you're listening to War Now.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.